Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will discuss plane geometry and spatial thinking. Learning Objectives. After completing this tutorial, you will be able to define point, line, plane, and angle, define polygon and circle, construct geometric figures, perform transformations on polygons, and use diagrams to solve problems. Plane geometry and spatial thinking concept map. The concept map will show how the material that is new in this tutorial relates to ideas you have previously mastered. Spatial thinking requires knowledge of plane geometry. The building blocks of plane geometry are the point, line, angle, and plane. These objects are used in constructions to create polygons and circles. Plane geometry also involves transformations of given figures in the plane. The first section will discuss the basics of plane geometry. Definition: plane geometry. Plane geometry is the science of measurement. It is the geometry dealing with figures in a plane. Definition: point. A point is the result of the intersection of two lines. A point is usually represented by a dot and labeled with a capital letter. A point is the main building element of any figure in geometry. Any figure is the set of an infinite number of points. A point has no dimensions. It has no length, no width, and no thickness. Definition: line. A line is a figure formed by connecting two points and extending beyond each point in both directions. Lines are represented with arrows at each end. A line is formed when an infinite number of points lie next to each other in a straight path. Definition: parallel lines. Two or more lines in the same plane that do not intersect are known as parallel lines. In other words, parallel lines share no common points. Definition: plane. A plane is a flat surface that extends indefinitely in all directions. It is typically represented by a parallelogram. The figure shows plane R. Definition: angle. An angle is a figure formed by two rays with a common initial point. In the figure, the rays HP and HF share a common initial point. The intersection of HF and HP at point H forms angle FHP. Classification of angles. Angles can be classified by their measures as one of the following: acute, right, obtuse, or straight. Definition: acute angle. If the measure of an angle is less than 90 degrees, it is called an acute angle. Angles MNP and ABC are acute angles. Definition: right angle. If the measure of an angle is exactly 90 degrees, it is called a right angle. Angle ABC is a right angle. Definition: obtuse angle. If the measure of an angle is between 90 and 180 degrees, it is called an obtuse angle. Angle ABC is an obtuse angle. Definition: straight angle. If the measure of an angle is exactly 180 degrees, it is called a straight angle. Angle ABC is a straight angle. Example: classifying angles. What type of angle is represented by the corner of a regular sheet of paper? Acute, obtuse, right, or straight? The corner of a regular sheet of paper represents a right angle. Angle pair relationships. Two angles can have the following relationships: vertical, complementary, supplementary, and adjacent. Definition: vertical angles. Vertical angles are two angles that are across from each other at the intersection of two lines. Vertical angles are always congruent. In the figure, angles 1 and 3 are vertical angles.